in the name of Jesus Christ, the stronger man, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. The true kinsman of Christ, the true kinsman of Christ. The crowd that followed Jesus, his disciples, his family and friends, and the teachers of the law were all concerned about Jesus, but for many different reasons. His disciples wanted more healing and miracles, maybe even more teaching. His family thought Jesus was out of his mind. They wanted to take care of him. They knew that the Pharisees were plotting against him. Most of them acted out of love and concern with good intentions, but their concerns were based on human experience and human reason and envy and fear. Thank God, Jesus didn't listen to them. If he had stopped because people questioned him, God's plan of salvation would have been foiled and Satan would have won. We can relate to that, can't we? We have family and friends who tell us that they love us and are concerned about us. They tell us that they are concerned about our beliefs, that they love us, and that is why they are telling us that we are wrong. Family and friends can be tough on us that way. But the Pharisees were really tough on Jesus. The Pharisees said Jesus was demon-possessed. Demon possessed by Satan himself. They believed Satan was using Jesus to drive out other demons. The Pharisees said that Satan is stronger than Jesus and was using Jesus to do his work. Jesus quickly refuted their claim. No house or kingdom can stand if it is divided. It will fall. See, Jesus had already won victory over Satan by enduring 40 days of temptation in the desert. Jesus used God's word from Holy Scripture to defeat and bind Satan, to tie him up with God's word. Jesus took control over the once strong demon, Satan. Satan tried to deceive and defeat Jesus in the wilderness by using the same words he used to deceive and defeat Adam and Eve. Did God really say? Did God really say? Did God really say? But with the authority of God's word, Jesus told Satan exactly what God really said. We know about things like that, don't we? Does God really say that we are saved by baptism through the washing of rebirth and regeneration by the Holy Spirit? Yes, he does. Does God really say that you are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone? Yes, he does. God's word really does say these things, and we believe them. Jesus entered Satan's house as the stronger man, bound Satan with God's word, and began to carry off the possessions Satan stole from God, men and women and children like you and me, stolen by deceit and lies, causing unbelief, because Satan whispered in our ear, "Does God really say?" Jesus says that all sins will be forgiven and we can be saved. All sins are forgiven. There is only one unforgivable sin. Only the rejection of the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven. And Jesus warns that only the sin against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. Have you ever wondered? I'm sure you have. I have. Have you ever wondered, have I done something so bad that I rejected the Holy Spirit? Have I committed the unforgivable sin? Maybe one time or another, we've all asked that question. Getting that sinking feeling, breaking out in a sweat maybe, pondering our eternal plight. But the truth of the matter is that if we worry about this, if we worry and wonder whether we have committed the unforgivable sin, then we haven't committed the unforgivable sin. You see, salvation isn't up to us. We can reject God on our own, which is our natural inclination, but we can't accept Him on our own, which requires a gift from God the Holy Spirit. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit can we know that God accepts us through the suffering and death of His Son. How can we accept God on our own? How can the finite accept the infinite? There is only one way. Only in the finite flesh of Jesus, the man who is also true God. Some of our family and friends and some other religious leaders shake their heads at us hard-headed, stubborn Lutherans. But 500 years after Martin Luther, we Lutherans still believe God's Word. We believe that God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, to be the inerrant and infallible Word of God. Inerrant meaning having no errors. Infallible meaning not capable of errors. We still confess and believe the one true Christian faith, just like the apostles. We still believe that holy baptism is God's regeneration of us as spiritual people, as inheritors of eternal life and children of our Heavenly Father. Well, some might think that we are out of our minds, and some do think that we are out of our minds. But we believe that Christ is the true Savior of the world, the Son of God. Are we demon-possessed? Hardly. Hardly. When we live by faith, the Holy Spirit claims us as His holy temple and lives in us. The stronger man, Jesus, has bound Satan and his demons. And we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's what you are. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that is what you are by faith. You are my dear brothers and sisters, and each other's brothers and sisters in Christ. When we were born into a life of faith in Christ by baptism in water and the Holy Spirit, we were taken into Jesus' eternal and heavenly family. We live by God's grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, not by our will or our works, but only by grace. Only by grace. We are Christ, brothers and sisters. We are His true kinsmen and kinswomen. We are blessed to follow in the faith of all the saints who have gone before us. It's what Jesus taught. It's what Jesus taught. We are Jesus' true kinsmen because He has claimed us as His and taken us into His Father's family. May the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit keep you strong in the true Christian faith until you're called home. Called to your true eternal home in heaven, along with all the saints who have gone before you. Those saints, and these saints here today, you, my dear brothers and sisters, are your true family. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.